Hello, here we are, February 16th and 17th, 2022, and we have three cards, and they are the High Priestess, the Five of Swords reversed, and the Five of Cups reversed. Conflict avoided. The number five is unstable and changeable, and we have a pair of them today, both in the reverse. Minor arcana generally relate to day-to-day affairs, and since neither of these fives in the upright are very happy, I'm going to say in the reverse, bloodshed is avoided, at least today, metaphorically or literally. The High Priestess, number two of the major arcana, is the essence of feminine mystique, wisdom, and psychic knowledge. She is the keeper of secrets, and as we can see, like the Pope, she is seated between two pillars, a thin veil stretched between them. The Morgan Greer shows an open sky overhead, the color of twilight, when the veil, it is said, is thin. Shekinah, Hebrew, is the English name of God in its feminine, motherly manifestation, according to Wikinet, and the High Priestess is also known by this name. Perhaps she's mediating between two worlds in order to prevent a conflict. Besides her knowledge of universal law, she may have mundane earthly legal expertise as well. Ruled by the moon, this is feminine receptive energy and the card of intuition, the subconscious. No doubt she is the psychic of the deck and may literally be she or his feminine side. Holds in her lap a scroll or Torah, or on some cards, a book of secrets. She brings a calm, meditative energy to the spread, which is probably what is reversing the next two cards. The Five of Swords, Aquarius, Libra, Gemini, is a card of defeat or of winning for the sake of it, depending on who you are. In the upright, it's a selfish card. One is out to win at all costs. Competition gets serious on the Five of Swords, but somehow today it's flipped. And whatever the beef was between the three people on the card, in the reverse, it's either over or, better yet, avoided in the first place. Whether we are the ones wanting the last word or the ones simply letting someone else have it, we're at peace. Which would explain why the depressed Five of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, the card of remorse and regret, the card of crying over spilt milk, is in the reverse. We have no remorse, no regret. It's a beautiful spread, actually. The Priestess is a peaceful, spiritual card with a mysterious mythology. This could be a trusted confidant, someone who will take secrets to the grave. These reversed cards signal the end of a difficult period. Mentally, someone may not have been in a very good place, but there has been some turnaround. This turnaround could be literal. Someone could be coming back into your life, and once again, the message could be one of forgiving but not forgetting. There is potential conflict looming pretty much everywhere, every day, all the time, but the Serene Priestess knows open and hostile conflict brings regret and remorse. Harsh words, selfish actions. The Priestess is notoriously silent. Think before you speak is always good advice. As always, if your gut is telling you something isn't right, you're betraying yourself by not speaking up. There are certainly times when avoiding conflict simply allows resentment to boil and fester, but this spread seems to encourage a peaceful resolution.